A tech fight is brewing at the grocery store checkout. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Supermarkets are increasingly becoming testing grounds for some of the latest technology. Many of us are accustomed to self-checkout kiosks, where you can scan, bag, and pay for your items, often without the help of a cashier. And at Walmart subsidiary, Sam's Club, customers can scan and pay for items while in the grocery aisle, all just by using an app. But as the technology for checking out gets more advanced, it's also getting more competitive. Last month, Walmart sued BJ's Wholesale, alleging the company infringed on patents for that scan-and-go technology. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a closer look at a big tech story. Don Apgar is the Merchant Practice Director at Mercator Advisory Group. He says the innovations for the industry come from several players.
There are a number of third-party companies that do software specifically for retailers and restaurants and grocery stores. And there are also companies with a lot of resources, the Walmarts of the world, if you will, that have the resources to do their own software in-house.
Walmart system has you scanning things yourself as you drop them in the cart. Could it use a system like Amazon's where you just literally walk out of the store with your stuff?
What they've done with the Just Walk Out is they employ a tremendous number of cameras and sensors to monitor every movement that happens in every aspect of the store. The challenge is that there's so many cameras and sensors that are involved in monitoring the activity in the store to determine who's buying what. It becomes cost prohibitive to scale that on a store the size of a Walmart, for example.
How do they make sure that people aren't slipping something extra into the cart or walking out with something that the sensors didn't pick up?
Well, that's the biggest challenge. And that's aside from the cost, one of the big impediments to widespread adoption of this technology. We just did a report on this in the UK, and retailers have seen 125% increase in inventory shrinkage or theft, if you will, by implementing just the self-scanning at the checkout. And so everything is a balance. You know, delivering a better customer experience and building a better customer relationship is worth something, right? And so an increase in theft and loss is part of what it costs in addition to the technology.
What do you see in the future in terms of these legal fights over the technologies?
There's always legal fights in technology. The recent dispute between Walmart and BJ's Wholesale, you know, Walmart claims that they had the idea, they patented the idea, and that BJ's clearly infringed on it. Patents only protect unique ideas for a certain period of time, and then once the patent expires, the technology or the idea is generally available. We'll see, like automatic transmissions in cars, right? We'll see the technology become widely adopted over time.
What do you think we can expect in the future when it comes to the in-store shopping experience and automation?
We as consumers, are continuing to look for frictionless and convenient experiences when it comes to shopping. One of the things that our research uncovered post-pandemic was that, price is always an important consideration when shopping, but the stores that did well through the pandemic were the ones that delivered the customer experiences that customers wanted, in terms of contactless and easy to transact.
Don Apgar is the Merchant Practice Director at Mercator Advisory Group. And now for some related links. Amazon did not directly respond to questions about inventory shrinkage, but they did point us to their Frequently Asked Questions page. If you'd like to read more on the Just Walk Out technology, you can find it on our website, marketplacetech.org. Also, if you're curious about Walmart's lawsuit against BJ's Wholesale, we'll link to CNBC's coverage, which includes details from the court filings, like Walmart claiming that innovations were, quote, simply taken without permission. Lastly, we'll link to some reporting from Grocery Dive, laying out the technology that exists and some that's still in development, like a computer vision system, which is basically a kind of box where you can put in multiple items at once to scan for checkout, or a smart shopping cart that tallies up your bill as you put items in the cart. The company that makes that, by the way, was acquired last year by Instacart. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Michael Lipkin is our senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.